Welcome back, and joining me today is Oolongong Mustangs football coach Brandon Craig. Coach, always glad to have you aboard here today, and of course Mustangs getting ready for football on Thursday as they take on Collinsville. Coach, how's practices have been so far as we head up to week one?
We've had some great practices. Our kids have really competed hard in practice, and we've got some good kids that are just pushing each other to make each other better, and that's all you can ask for as a head coach.
Coach, talk about some of your players that are coming back this season.
Well, it all starts with Demi McKinney. He's he's kind of our showcase kid. He's committed to K-State. He plays linebacker for us, and he also plays running back for us, and he's had a great spring, a great summer, and he's ready to go this fall, and hopefully he can stay healthy and do exactly what he did for us last year. Led our team in tackles and led our team in rushing. So, he's a big, big part of what we do. And Braden Despain coming back on the outside. He's outside rough wide receiver for us and led our team in receiving and touchdowns from a receiver standpoint. And that's another huge piece for us that we've got back. And then we've got some other kids that are going to break out this year. Keenan Ferrier at wide receiver. He was our second leading receiver last year. He'll step up and have more yards this year. And Logan Armstrong plays defense. He'd be a four-year starter at corner for us. He'll end up starting for us at wide receiver and having a big impact there. And then, of course, at quarterback, we're going to break in a new quarterback this year, Casey Bass. He played three games for us last year when our quarterback was hurt. And, he made a lot of progress through the spring and summer. It just looks like it's had a great effect for him because he's done really well in our scrimmages. And, he looks a little more seasoned than a guy that hasn't played, and just he's done a really good job for us. And then we got Cameron Wood, big offensive lineman back, and Brock Martin on the defensive side, at defensive end. So we've got a lot of parts back, and we're real excited about this season.
It seems like it's going to be a wonderful season like last year for the Mustangs, but always you play the non-district games, and they're usually tough, and you got a tough one coming up on Thursday against Collinsville. Again, not too far from you guys. It seems like it's kind of a rivalry for you.
It's definitely a rivalry. I mean, both schools have played each other for a long time, and it's close 7 miles away, so kids know each other, and, it's just, for me as a football coach, I think it's very important that we schedule tough games those first three games. And, we've got Collinsville, and we turn around with the state finalist, Skytook, and then we get Clintonpool, which is a program that's been great over the years. So those three games really prepare us and get us ready for our district. I know those guys are great football coaches, and they really help us to see our weaknesses and try to get better as we go into what I consider to be one of the toughest districts in the state.
Yeah, and of course, as we talk down the stretch of the season, 4A District 3, always a brutal district. But first things first, Collinsville, what are some of the keys for the Mustangs going to have to do to get that first win?
Well, their defensive line and their linebackers are probably their strong point. And, we've got to be able to run the football, so we really need to establish some toughness and consistency there at the offensive line and make sure that we're giving ourselves a chance to establish that run game. And then you flip it over, and our defensive line, they've got to do a great job of making them one-dimensional and making them throw the football every down. So we feel like that's going to be the key, is if we can control the line of scrimmage and do the things that we need to do, we're going to have a chance to win the game. We have enough kids coming back on both sides of the ball that have game experience, but I don't think that's going to be a factor. So it really comes down to who can control the line of scrimmage.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you on Thursday against Collinsville.
Hey, I appreciate it, Adam. You guys have a good year.